faccia tu. Se te non ne avessi o lo te va, che te viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia avanti, se è a calare, picchia me. Oh mamma,
mamma, mamma, mamma, mamma, zoom, zoom, baccala. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat. I got a glass of water here. And it's trends this week. And remember, if you want to call in, studio number is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. So here we are. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. This is going on nonstop. I've never seen anything like this before. Ever. Go back to last week when there was a G20 meeting. And then you read the headlines. Yep. Oh boy, they mad at Trump. Yep, bipartisan. Too close to Putin. The toilet paper record. The New York Times. Yep. God forbid they should make peace with Russia. And of course, Russia's been that great threat to us. And look what they did. They invaded Libya. Yeah. And then, of course, look what they also did over there in Iraq. Boy, they turned that place into a hellhole. And how about Yemen? How are those Russians in Yemen supplying those Saudis with all those weapons to slaughter innocent people? Of course, that's the Americans. Excuse me. Being facetious, of course. Yep. And now, of course, Russia's the prime suspect for that cyber attack last week. More than three quarters of organizations hit by malware are Ukrainian, they says. And the Russians were doing it. But they left out the part that Russian companies were also hit, but not a word about that. So, when you read the media and the propaganda, it never stops. We just had our Secretary of State, Tillerson, after the G20 meeting, go to Ukraine and assuring that the United States would be backing the Ukraine president. Ukraine is one of the major sources of friction between Washington and Moscow. The conflict in Ukraine began after street protests in Kiev led to the ouster of Kremlin-friendly President Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. That's the way they use propaganda. Street protests, we saw John Insane McCain and our Assistant Treasury Secretary, Victoria Nuland, handing out cookies along with our Ukrainian ambassador at the time. And the United States, of course, instigating the revolution. But that's left out. And because this guy was friendly with Putin, Yanukovych, that's a crime. Here's the deal. It was all about money. You can look, Google it up. Victoria Nuland, Washington Press Club, 2013, December. And there she is with signs behind her from Chevron. That the path for Ukraine is with Europe and the ones set forth by the IMF, her words. What happened was Ukraine was in financial straits, as they're now in the toilet, and Russia gave them a better deal than with lower interest rates and more money than the IMF. And that was the beginning of the end. So now we have this propaganda that we have to support Ukraine. And you read the language. During a short news conference in Kiev with Mr. Poroshenko, who took office after one of Mr. Putin's acolytes was pushed from power. One of Mr. Putin's acolytes. That's from the New York slime. David Sanger. This guy, right, borrow one after another line like that. Mr. Tillerson's strongly worded statement issued at a news conference in Kiev alongside President Petro O. Poroshenko of Ukraine seemed to insist that Moscow withdraw Russian troops from Ukraine. How about showing us pictures of Russian troops in Ukraine? And the artillery? How about showing that? I watched this as it was unfolding back then. Not one photo. Not one. Oh yeah, there was one, and it was fake. And return Crimea, the Black Sea territory that Russia annexed in 2014. Russia did not annex it. The people of Crimea voted to leave. And Crimea was part of Russia until Khrushchev gave it away. And he was Ukrainian, Khrushchev was, during the days of the Soviet Union. He actually gave away nothing. He just said it was part of Ukraine, but Ukraine was under Soviet domination back then. So Crimea was part of Russia longer than America's been a country. But that's the propaganda, and that's the hate. So every day there's a different level of U.S. propaganda. One after another, U.S. propaganda on how to hate Russia. Trump's son hires lawyer, defends meeting. Oh, yeah. His son met with a Russian lawyer who they first called a Kremlin lawyer. That's a fact. And she has nothing to do with it at all. Nothing. Nothing. But that's not the way they put it out. Trump's son welcomed offer to Russian help to damage Clinton. That's the headlines. Trump Jr. told of Russian support. All right, now let's get this straight. He gets this call from somebody or whoever it happened. We got this lawyer in Russia that says she got some dirt on the Clintons. This is during the campaign. So he meets with her. Now let's suppose we'll make up a different story. The Clinton campaign gets a call from the Chinese and say they have damaging information on Trump. And Chelsea meets with them. Would it be an issue? No, but it was the Russians, Salenti. What's wrong with you? We got to hate them Russians. And that's what we got. Every day, it's a let hate Russia story. Yeah, those Russians, they got all these military bases in what, about 150 countries, don't they? Oh no, that's America, isn't it? So that's where we're at here. Headline stories, one after another. Emails disclose Trump's son's glee at Russian offer. I love it, he said of word of documents promised to incriminate Clinton. This is across the entire top of the New York slime, the propaganda piece that sends us to war. These low-life little criminals, not a man or a woman among them, but arrogant as can be. Hey, you love that yellow cake that they shoved down our throat, didn't they, huh? The New York slime. Oh, you remember them aluminum tubes, yeah, that Saddam Hussein was getting as well and cooking that yellow cake. You low-life little cowards. You little creepy freaks. The New York slime. The toilet paper of record. All they do is sell hate. Russian story refuses to let the page turn. Yeah, because you keep putting it out there. Peter Baker and Maggie Haberman, who Maggie had to retract her lie a couple of weeks ago that she was saying. One after another. One after another. Oh, and this Neil McFarqua. Oh, yeah, Farqua, you, man. I've been copying this, getting this guy's statements down. One after another piece of twisted, what they call journalism. And let's get this straight, everybody. Not one fact, not one piece of hard evidence that Russia hacked in to the Democratic National Committee's emails. Not one piece of hard evidence. Well, we believe, we think, we assume. Yeah, like you assume Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, like you assume what you did with the Gulf of Tonkin incident that killed nearly 60,000 of our soldiers, wounded hundreds of thousands, ruined the lives of millions, killed over 3 million people. Oh, yeah, the New York slime sold out one too, didn't they? You disgusting human beings. You want to know what's missing in America? Ethics and morality. Free press. Prostitutes. Prostitutes they put out for money from their corporate johns and their Washington whoremasters. Disgusting. Moscow insider trusted with winning cases. Lawyer who met with 2016 team is known as fearsome rival. Ooh, whoa, you jerks. You little jerks. You little people of nothing. When American prosecutors accused a senior Russian official of laundering $14 million by investing in Manhattan property and other assets, she was called to defend him. When Moscow regional officials battled IKEA over the Swedish retailer's expansion, she took on the case. So what? But boy, oh boy. And you know I'm no fan of Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with anything. I call a spade a spade. That's all it is. one piece of propaganda after another. One piece of propaganda after another. As the real world turns. And that's where we're at. The Trump rally. Hey, how about that? How come that's not headline news? And again, I'm not a fan of Trump. But I call things the way I see them, for what they are. Like U.S.-led forces violated international law in Mosul. Yeah. Did you see the pictures of this place? Where's the New York Slimer on that one, huh? Oh, they show pictures of the destroyed place. This military madness. I got a great plan. This is how we're going to defeat ISIS. We're going to level the joint. We're going to bomb it into nothing. Little crumbs of gravel. That's all we're going to leave. And we're going to get rid of them ISISes. We're going to keep doing it and 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 doing it decade after decade. Destroy the lives of millions of people. Wonder how they create radicals. Can't figure it out. But boy, when the Syria and Russia were trying to get them ISISes out of Aleppo, it was an international war crime. And the New York slime put those pictures of dead little kids, wounded kids, not one from Mosul, a city twice the size in population. Not one. The facts stand where they are. The New York slime. That's all it is. And they're all like that. The Cartoon News Network. A new report from human rights group Amnesty International is harshly critical of the tactics used by Iraqi forces and their allies, the United States, in the invasion and occupation of Mosul, saying they flagrantly violated international law that may amount to war crimes. The report centered on the massive civilian death tolls and attacks, saying they unnecessarily used amounts of force and indiscriminate targeting, which put civilians at undue risk. Look what they did to the place. Look what they did. They leveled the place. They call that victory. OccupyPeace.us. OccupyPeace.us. Go to the website. If you want to support peace, great. If not, that's your trip. Because you can see where this is going. Here we are into the 16th year of the Afghan war. Now they're sending in more troops. We got a plan. We got a plan. All these guys dressed up in their military drag, all of these generals with all of their ribbons on. You guys are losers. You have not shown us one victory since World War II. Capisce? But boy, you got attitudes. Oh, you're tough. We're SEALs, yeah. Big deal. You're good at killing people. Stop bragging about it. How about good at bringing peace? Nope. We got a strategy. $2.4 trillion. $2.4 trillion for the Afghan war with no end in sight. $2.4 trillion. $2.4 trillion. Hey, how about those subways in New York, huh? How about a night in Calcutta? Look at the roads. Look at the school system. country doesn't win, place, or show. Healthcare, education. Every civilized society has healthcare for people. Not here. Nope. Hey, all you Clinton lovers, yeah, you remember that whole HMO craze that took place when they came to office. That's right. Let me read you something. There's something very wrong with America, and half the country and the whole world knows it. The president is seen as the fool on the world stage with a supporting cast of political clowns and his antagonists. From software to hardware, from retail to drugs, corporate robber barons monopolize every corner of the American economy. Wall Street firms are rife with fraud, and trillions are lost by gullible investors. Workers' wages and benefits. Decline. While CEOs of failing companies are handsomely rewarded. You know when I wrote this? 10 years ago, 2007. Millions of skilled and unskilled jobs are outsourced overseas, and the losses continue unabated. Medical costs skyrocket, the quality of care diminishes, and those without health coverage soars. The president is seen as the fool on the world stage with a supporting cast of political clowns as his antagonists. I was talking about George Bush. Do you remember when he got booed off the stage? When Obama's inauguration? And coward little Dick Cheney, I got to be proper, I'm on PRN. I don't want him to get censored. Penis Cheney didn't even show up. That's where we're at. Same situation, different time. All they do is sell hate and propaganda. And you're living in an environment like this. Beauty and joy cannot be created. It's anathema. It cannot happen. Everything is going to continue to go down as long as this military mindset and massive slaughter continues, unabated. Talk to Americans about why we're in Afghanistan. Do they know why? What are we doing there? Yeah, we got to get them Talibans. And weren't they there before? Yeah, but we had to get them out of there. Why do we have to get them out? Well, 9/11 happened, yeah. So, what does that have to do with the Taliban? Well, if you believe the official story, what was it? 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. Taliban had nothing to do with it. Yeah, but Osama bin Laden was living there. Yeah, so? Well, if he was over in Afghanistan, then you'd destroy the whole country because he was there. And the Taliban were protecting him. No, they weren't. They wanted a meet and deal. We don't have time to meet and deal. You watch that video of the little liar criminal in chief, George Slimeball Bush, a coward of a little man of nothing, and you listen to his speech, you can see and hear the insincerity of the cheap words that he's putting out. And everybody bought it. As I wrote in the Trends Journal, in breaking down his speech, 10 days after 9/11, only a madman would speak these words, and only people dumbstruck with terror would believe them, and believe they did. Every day it's Russia. Every day another Russian story. Russia this, Russia that. Everybody's mad that Trump and Putin are trying to come to peace. And you saw what happened. There's a ceasefire now in a region of Syria. That should be good news, right? Can't find it. It's buried. It's the military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, warned us about in his farewell address in 1961, that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in history. War is a racket. That's his words, his book, not mine. It's a racket. $2.4 trillion for what? Afghanistan. And they can't win. We need a troop surge. Yeah, bring back the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama. You remember he launched that one 2009. 33,000 more troops. For what? Kill more and die more. 2,400 dead Americans, probably a million Afghans. I wonder why they had that refugee problem over there in Europe. Can't figure it out. Let's see. They destroyed Libya. They broke up Sudan. The bombs away in Somalia. France is in Mali. Killed over 500,000 in Syria. Half the population displaced or left the country. Iraq's a continuing hellhole. I wonder why these people are leaving their countries. I can't figure it out. Why we should go to one of the think tanks and have them think about it. That's another BS name. Think tanks. Call them what they are. Propaganda mills. Nothing more and nothing less. Experts. Experts in BS. That's all it is. Experts in BS. So, the Trump rally, for the record, those of you who know, the Trends Journal is the only magazine that had, or the first magazine, I should say, that had forecast Trump would win the election. And we did that way back when, May of 2016. We are the only magazine that first forecast, and you heard me on PRN, the Trump market rally. We're political atheists. We look at things for the way they are, not the way we want them to be. I had been calling for higher gold prices and a decline of the Dow and the economy. I changed my forecast after Trump got elected within 4 days. His promises that have not been fulfilled of lower taxes, infrastructure rebuilding, and deregulation. Again, things that I'm not in favor of. I'm in favor of much higher taxes for the top of the American economy elites. I want to see it go back to Eisenhower days of 90%, not 35% where he wants to bring it, and 39.5% where Obama had it. I'm in favor of environmental, food, and safety regulations. I am opposed to the government looking at us, listening to us in every venue, in every possibility that they are, in tracking us and interfering in our lives. I want less government in a lot of ways. But I also want government to protect us with laws that they used to have, such as the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, that allowed we little people to get a piece of the American pie. And now it's all being gobbled up by Bezos from Amazon, from Gates, from Zuckerberg, and the rest. So that's what I'm in favor of laws for. So going back to where we saw the economy and why, although Trump has not lived up to those expectations, we're seeing moderate growth and as well in the global economy. No boom, but market boom because current events form future trends. So what happened today that brought the markets up? Well, the Dow went up and hit a record high because of our Fed chair, Janet Yellen, screamed out that the bank is likely to start reducing its massive $4.5 trillion portfolio. But she also said that rate increases would be gradual. Uh-huh. Rate increases will be gradual. That means they got the punch bowl out there for Wall Street to gouge on. That's all that's about, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where it's going. So, as long as interest rates stay low, the only reason the market went up is because of merger and acquisition and stock buyback activity and gamblers able to gamble for nothing. End of story. And that's what we have. And that's where it's going. So now that they're not going to raise interest rates, and the odds are for a September increase now down below 40%. December, rather, if I said September, I don't know, I forgot. But it's, they're looking at a December increase, actually. Not many people are expecting a September one. So December is when they're going to raise them again. As interest rates go up, the economy is going to slow down. Yes, there'll still be a market correction. There has to be. This thing is going up on just air. But we don't see a crash at this point. But we do see a 10% market correction. When and how, you know, it's anybody's guess. We got Habu from Wisconsin. Hello, Habu.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Mr. Salenta, and thank you for the courtesy.
We got a failure over here. Sorry, I can't hear it.
Hello?
I'm not going to be able to take any calls. We're having a problem on my end here. So, sorry. We got the volume on. I'm not getting any playback. So we'll do calls next week. And you got E from Edgewater, others on the line. We'll fix the problem, hopefully, in the Skype world of uncertainty. And we'll see what we could do in round two. So going back to the markets, this is also something that's more of a positive for gold. So gold's up slightly now, about $5, $12.20. You guys and women know exactly what I've been saying about gold. Again, since Trump got elected. That the downside risk is greater than the upside potential. Gold went up today because of indications that they may not raise interest rates. The higher interest rates go, the lower gold prices, the opportunity cost of holding gold increase as interest rates go up. It's a safe haven asset. So in a time of global instability, of course, yes, gold becomes that asset. And that's one of the reasons, too, people are going to cryptocurrencies. They want to get out of the fiat currencies. But now, a gold lesson. And the gold lesson is this. Gold is a 12.20, roughly. It has not broken below 1,200, 1,195 in a long time. It's down its March lows now. That it's holding above that level is very important. If it breaks below that, things get even worse. We still say there's $100 plus or minus downside to gold. That's a small downside considering, again, we do not give financial advice. Now hear this, we do not give financial advice. We give trend forecasts. The upside potential is much greater. But there's no upside potential of strength that we forecast until gold goes over $1,400 an ounce. That's the way we see it. And that's the way it's playing out. So, on the market fronts, it's pretty clear. The other one to look at to see where the global economy is going is, of course, oil. And this is a big indicator that's very important to understand. Oil prices now for Brent crude are at about $47 a barrel. almost 3 years ago to the date, it was selling at $115 a barrel. There are two reasons why oil prices are where they are. One, of course, is supply and demand. Too much product and not enough demand because of excess capacity. But the second aspect of it as well, there are three, is that the economies are not growing strong. Matter of fact, the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, on Monday, just downgraded U.S. growth, U.K. growth, Russian growth, Italy growth, and a number of other countries. Moderate growth for China, India, Indonesia, a couple of other countries, France, but nothing big. And the other aspect is alternative energies are eating away at goals at oil's bottom line. Biofuels, wind, solar, geothermal, the electric car revolution. Again, it's only at its beginning. I think all the cars says like 1%. But the trend is your friend. China has a big push to go with new energy automobiles, hydrogen. So the trend is in place. Again, oil is a very, very important indicator, as is, by the way, copper. And copper, they call it Dr. Copper, because copper is used in so many different things, you know, building and production at so many different levels. So the higher prices copper prices go, the more you're seeing of industrial growth. So that's where we are with the economy. But you have to look at America to see where things are going as well in a lot of different areas. And we're seeing, for example, Abercrombie and Fitch under very deep pressure. They can't even sell the joint now. They've been trying to. And it's one after another. Because when you look at the reality, the people have no dough. Or very few do. Half the population basically does not have disposable income. Wages and expenses even themselves out. Latest studies show it's half the population. So you could talk about job growth, but wages are stuck. And they've been stuck for decades, by the way. And then you see the jobs that they created. Oh, they're bragging, you know. We got 222,000 jobs created last month. Yeah, in the hospitality sector, bartender, waitress, making beds at hotels. Oh, wonderful jobs. Got a great future. In terms of, nothing wrong with those jobs. I'm not knocking them. But they're not going to give you enough money to live a higher lifestyle or retire without pressure, particularly in a country where they're gouging us with healthcare costs and so many taxes and other costs. They're so heavily taxed across the board here. So when you look at the pressures, we're in a restaurant recession in a lot of ways. You have sales across the country, they're down about 5%. People can't afford to go out. And the other jobs they create, ambulatory services, great, healthcare, low-paying jobs. Again, goes back to what I wrote 10 years ago and wrote 10 years before that as well. Millions of skilled and unskilled jobs are outsourced overseas, and the losses continue unabated. All in the Trends Journal, by the way. History before it happens. If you want more information about the Trends Journal, just let us know. Call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. You read the current Trends Journal. It's history before it happens. Look, I was knocked by the prostitutes for showing what a fraud it is with these record low interest rates that are just enriching the very rich, and the facts show it. What do you got, 8 people in the world have more dough than half the world's population combined? 95% of the wealth created during Obama years went to the top 5-10%. And I said, what a fraud this is. Now everyone, even in the prostitute world and the financial world, admit that what juiced the markets was cheap money, the punch bowl, that robbed we the people of an opportunity to put our monies in banks, certificates of deposit to get interest rates. Robbed us to enrich the filthy rich. A disgrace. A disgrace. I'm starting to sound like Trump. Disgrace, a disgrace. Anyway. So when you look at job growth, look at wages. And the wages are going nowhere. Nowhere but down. And again, this is hurting a lot of different fields. Again, you know, it's trend forecasters, the kind of things we look at. You know, now they're giving discounts in top-end department stores on cosmetics. They never did before. They're doing that as an act of desperation to bring more people in. And of course, they have more competition. So these are the kind of things you look at as trend forecasters and putting all the pieces together. And the pieces are adding up. We do not see a crash at this time. We only see a real threat when they raise interest rates and stop the Ponzi scheme. Until that happens, we see it continuing as is along the same lines. Riders panic as train derails, 39 injured. Oh, that was just 2 weeks ago. Yep, no money for the infrastructure. Has to go to war. Yep. So very important, again, what's going on. And even in the luxury end, not only cosmetics, even in the luxury end, they're cutting back because sales are going down. Matter of fact, there's a big story that was out just recently about what's going on in places like Tiffany. And their sales are way off. They're going down. And you know what they're selling? Rather than very high end, big portion of their sales are around $500. That's not breakfast at Tiffany's. And then you see the trends and you keep putting them together. Hilton. They're expanding their brand and the mid-price range. Lower end of the market is enormous. About 30% of nightly demand at U.S. hotel chains are for rooms with an average of $83 a night. That's according to an STR data company study. So what they're doing now, the rooms are smaller, those desks are gone, forget that coffee maker, and the rugs, pull out those rugs and put down vinyl. But we're going to make it millennial friendly by having some craft beer, a pool table in the lobby, and everybody will be happy. So, that's where the future is heading. Smaller rooms, more communal space. Less and less of the special features that they used to try to give you, the amenities to bring in more people. Same thing happened in the airlines. They used to fight for quality. Quality's gone in the airlines, man. Yep, it's gone. Gone, gone, gone. It's all about the lower end, and that's where America's headed, to the lower end. Now, I want to go back to the Trends Journal and give you an entrepreneur opportunity. And entrepreneurs, by the way, they're just the things I'm talking about. Mid-price brand. Huh, okay. Hotels, what can you do? How could you benefit from it? Look at where things are going and seize the opportunities. Opportunity comes but at a fleeting moment, said Machiavelli. So now in the Trends Journal cover, if you go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, you can see the cover. And it says USA, and it's crossed out. And we have DSA, Divided States of America. Unity. United. Start selling a united brand. Not unite to fight against, but united in cooperation for. Enough of this uniting to fight against. Unite for the better good. That to us is an opportunity for an entrepreneur to seize upon. You know that the movement's going toward electric cars. What are the aspects, the kind of uniqueness to these vehicles that can be added that maybe you have a mind and an interest that could tie into the trend? Because this is really big and China's going full blast. As you know, Volvo, which of course, the Swedish company, it's not Swedish, it's owned by Geely Motors, Chinese company. Well, they say by 2019, everything they make will be electric. How can you plug into this as an entrepreneur? Seize the opportunities. They're in front of you. And that's what the Trends Journal does. We don't only talk about the trends. We give trend posts and trend forecasts, opportunities to seize and dangers to miss or avoid. And of course, our website again is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And if you'd like to call, it's 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. This is big, what's going on with this. And again, when we talk about a Tiffany and they're hunting for a way to, as they call it, regain their cool, the cool is that 45% of Tiffany's sales last year came from jewelry categories with an average price of $530 or less. So if you're in the jewelry business, will diamonds be a girl's best friend anymore? What new gems and stones and directions will things be taking? How can you profit from it? There are a lot of profit opportunities. Again, we were the only magazine, or the first magazine, to call Trump a winner. May 2016. It's in black and white in print. We're the first magazine to call the Trump rally real. We do not see the crash that so many others are talking about. So thank you for tuning in. Remember, the future is in your hands. Don't drop it. I appreciate PRN giving me this opportunity. And thank all of you for tuning in. And please do what you can to restore ethics and morality in America. Something long lost and long forgotten. No more to war. Occupy peace. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Progressive, Progressive Radio Network This Week. Thank you very much. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, 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 mia